here in the No Panic Zone. Big day today coming up later in the debate, of course. My next guest is a member of the cabinet of the president, but we're not going to talk politics. We're going to talk energy with Dan Brulette, the United States Secretary of Energy. Mr. Secretary, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Great to be with you.
And you're traveling to our fine state today. Did you bring this weather with you? Because I need to blame somebody. not sure it's your fault.
Hey, it's not snowing. It's not snowing.
Yeah, keep that in mind when it starts tomorrow. No, I don't know. But you're coming to Michigan today to highlight the United States preeminence in science and innovation by touring Michigan State University and the revitalization of the U.S. automotive industry and manufacturing under the Trump administration. You're going to be at the Ford Engineering Lab in East Lansing, the place that both of my parents graduated, interestingly enough. Tell us about your trip and what you're hoping to accomplish and see.
Well, Steve, it's great to be back in Michigan. I was with Ford many years ago, and I will be visiting with them tomorrow to see some of the new products, some of the new designs, some of the new technologies that they're bringing to the marketplace. So I'm very excited to be back here. Also going to be in, as you pointed out, East Lansing today at the fine Michigan State University, the number one physics, nuclear physics program in the country today. And we're going to be announcing and breaking some ground, some new ground, on a rare isotope beam facility, which is a very important facility for the U.S. Department of Energy. We use this facility. We use facilities like this to help us with not only things like material science and advanced material science, but also to maintain the nuclear weapons stockpile, which we are responsible for at the Department of Energy.
So, you know, the sorts of things that sounded like science fiction when you and I were kids, Dan, coming to pass. And you're right, Michigan State has been at the center of this, a focal point of much of this research and development. It's not science fiction at all. It's science reality, isn't it?
It is indeed science reality. And, you know, it's amazing to see the work that's being done here. And, you know, not only is it going to help us at the U.S. Department of Energy, we've had a great partnership with this university for a long time. And it will help us, obviously, in the government, but it's also going to help the private sector. Scientists from all over the world are going to come to use this facility right here in East Lansing. And I think Americans will benefit for a very long time. This is a great project locally as well. I mean, we have spent roughly $750 million on this project, and it's created well over 1,000 jobs, well over 1,000 construction jobs. And as I said, I mean, the scientists are going to come from all over the world to use this thing.
Sure, and as this often happens, when the government funds research and then private enterprise basically picks up the ball and moves it on down the field, in this particular case, a lot of things going on. Battery technology, for example, the Department of Energy investing millions of dollars of applied research and development on innovative ideas to revolutionize batteries in a time when people like General Motors and Ford and others are moving toward, you know, electric vehicles. Manufacturing has changed, continues to be more robotic and more, more efficient, I suppose, is one of the words. And it creates new opportunities and different opportunities for people coming behind us, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. And that's what we're seeing, not only in the automobile industry, but everything that we do, Steve, is so dependent upon the basic science that's done at places like Michigan State. So obviously in the car business, we know about advanced materials. Cars are made differently than they were 50 years ago when I was growing up as a kid. Everything then was made out of steel. Today we're seeing advanced materials. It's facilities like the one that we're developing at Michigan State that allows the development of these advanced materials and allows this industry to keep progressing in the manner in which it has over the last four, five, six decades. But also importantly, you know, this new research is going to lead to fields that we yet don't fully understand. And what I mean by that are things like quantum science. You know, at the Department of Energy, we are developing an internet, a quantum entangled internet, that allows us to avoid encryption. We don't need security because the system itself is so fundamentally secure. It's the precursor, or the analogy here would be the original internet that was developed by DARPA in the Defense Department many, many years ago. It's this type of technology at Michigan State that's going to allow us to create those types of things.
Let me ask you another thing. You are the Secretary of Energy, after all, Secretary Dan Brulette here. What about energy in 2020? Obviously, we've had this American energy renaissance. We've had a very, to put it mildly, an unusual year How does that impact energy production? How does that impact the energy revolution that we've seen in America? And where is energy going forward? We need vast quantities of it in America to run the way we run, cheap energy to get across Texas and Nebraska and Michigan and all the places across the country. How do you see that going forward, energy in general?
Well, it's a very, very exciting place for us to be right now. The United States is now the number one producer of both oil and gas in the world. So we're larger than Saudi Arabia now. We're larger than Russia. And that's given us an independence that we haven't had in my lifetime. And that's a tremendous place for us to be today. And it's important that we stay there. And the work that we're doing at the U.S. Department of Energy is not only involving, you know, advanced science like what we see here at Michigan State, but it's also on the fundamentals, building out infrastructure, ensuring that permitting regulations and permitting requirements are appropriate and not redundant, not overly burdensome. Because, Steve, today in America, we figured out the supply problem. We are now, as I said, the number one producer. We know how to make the stuff. We know how to extract it out of the ground. Our challenge is actually getting it to market, having enough pipeline capacity to get it to the consumers that need it. It's having enough export facilities so that we can put it on the open ocean and sell it to our allies all across the world. That's one of my functions at the U.S. Department of Energy, is to ensure that we have enough infrastructure to move the product to market.
Yeah, if we could sell all the LNG to Europe and take Russia out of the equation, man, it would help America and hurt Russia tremendously financially. But we'll leave it there. I greatly appreciate your time. I encourage you to enjoy your visit to Michigan State today. Lovely university, as I mentioned. And thank you for taking the time, Mr. Secretary.
Great to be with you, Steve.
There you have it. Secretary Dan Brulette, United States Secretary of Energy, here in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. By the way, this part of the program brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions and PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com, U.S. only produce being created by American farmers and delivered to you free of charge anywhere in America. Anywhere in America. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.